Good morning.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's Friday, pumpkin.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF.
It is Friday, right?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
It was a Friday I never forget.
Thank God it's Friday.
Who wants to put on a show?
Getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm a big fan of the show.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, it's not only January 1st, 2021, it's Friday. So we got to remember that. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show. I am so glad you're here. Head on over to 991FMTalk.com. Check out our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. What are you hoping for in 2021? Okay. Of course, we've got a number of people, 37% so far, saying peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Duh, right? Trump's re-inauguration. Also, let's see, nice percentage going by America coming together and realizing what our politicians are doing and have done. And I like this one, 12%, 12.5% so far for honesty and integrity. Yeah, we haven't seen that for a long time. And just because somebody believes something is true, it's their truth, that doesn't mean it's your truth. We got a lot of communists in this world, a lot of people that are just out for themselves, not thinking about their neighbors, not thinking about people that they don't know. Big going-ons on Wednesday. I'll be doing the show live, doing my show live from the Capitol Complex on January 6th, as the president has asked us to all come together, and that's what we need to do. Checking out, there was an interesting question by a gentleman on Facebook, and it was, who do you trust in the local media? And it was so eye-opening to see how many people said, nobody. Don't trust anybody in the local media. You have to be able to trust your sources. You have to be able to trust people. Don't just fall in to one source of information. Find multiple sources. So I just looked up Paula's recommendation of Riding the Dragon on YouTube, and it's done by Blaze TV, which actually is one of the sources that I use. One of many sources that I use. So I can't wait to watch this documentary. It's 41 minutes long, but you know, that's what I do now. I didn't even turn on the TV yesterday. Last night, couldn't have cared less what was going on in New York City and around the world. I was looking for information, looking to make sense of all that is going on, and it's really hard. Another source that I use is you. Because we all have different experiences and we all know different things. So let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Jean this morning. Wants to talk about power in politics. And boy, just that little bit of power sends people over the edge, doesn't it, Jean?
Yeah, it's called authoritarianism. So there's another word for it. It's having authority over every aspect of your life. And it is a genre of government that is consistent with communism and the more draconian ways of looking at this, but that's what we're really headed toward. And you know, earlier before I came on, you know, we were discussing the early theros of authoritarianism, and we were remarking about, you know, taxes on straws, sugary drinks, you know, issues with nutrition. But we're going to up the ante big time here in the new Nevada legislature here, and with the new Congress, where we're really going to start to reach into people's lives in a huge way and attempt to disrupt how they actually live their lives. And that and these compliance or obedience taxes will be in the form of taxes on energy, as I've discussed before on the show. And there's a whole bevy of things coming in the legislature that are going to reach in and start to punitive tax your heater, the gasoline you buy, everything you do to function your life at home and in your economic life is going to be taxed punitively to get you to behave a certain way. And that is what's coming for Nevadans, is that kind of authoritarianism.
Well, we've already seen it from the last legislature who, you know, decided that, well, private wells, you know, that you can't have control over domestic wells if you live in the rurals. You need to pay more in diesel fuel if you live in the rurals. I mean, that is authoritarianism at its best. And the other the other thing that people have to realize is we haven't even seen it here to the extent that people in China have put up with it. I made the statement earlier about New York being completely shut down and Wuhan, China, celebrating the New Year's with thousands upon thousands of people out in the streets. Yet people have to remember that when these lockdowns started, they literally welded people into their apartment buildings. They sealed them in. That was the government, their government, doing that to them. And that is exactly what is on the way here, Gene.
Well, yeah, I do feel that the whole pandemic is really a dress rehearsal for the kind of obedience and authoritarianism that they want to impart upon us in every way, in terms of how we behave as consumers, how we behave as Americans, what we can and can't have, and what we are going to be able to do and not be able to do in the future. And the legislation is, this is not a fairy tale, the legislation to put that in place is now in place in Congress and in place in our Nevada legislature. They're just going to come here and reconvene. And that's what I call Cali pain. Cali pain is a bevy of taxes and fees and taxes that are nonstop and ever escalating that start to gentrify you economically, and that can be pushing people at the bottom rung of the middle class into poverty. And I really want retirees to listen up to this, because there is a chance that this legislature could push retirees back into the workforce because they just won't be able to stay the pace with what they have in mind. So that is another form of authoritarianism, that it alters your economic niche where you sit.
Well, so. And it all starts for us February 1st, exactly 1 month from today, that I hope people realize we're going into our regular session of the Nevada legislature. So, Gene, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being there and always bringing such great information. We've got another special guest on the line joining us today. I actually asked her to call in and be a part of the first show of the new year because she has been working hard and she's got some special plans for January 6th. Joining us right now, you might recognize the name because she currently ran for office and she decided, you know what? I'm tired of this. We need to get that honesty and integrity back into the political system. And she decided to run. Sandra Lanier is joining us right now. Happy New Year, Sandra.
New Year, Monica. Thank you so much for asking me to call in. I greatly appreciate it. I've been listening to your show. You're 100% right. We're at a scary time, and you're right. February 1st is very important when our legislator decides to make rules that we all have to abide by. So I agree. You hit it right on the money. So
yeah, and fortunately, I have a group of people out there that we're working, the connections were all made. They were working with the recall project. And now what they are doing is they are going to dismantle every single bill that is proposed. So we can actually do here on the Monica Jay Show what the media, what the reporters don't actually do. And that is give you all the information on bills being presented and talked about and kicked around that you don't know about until it's absolutely too late.
Exactly. And that was, and I was part of the, I was the treasurer of the recall effort. So yes, and that is actually, that's what they transition to do, because you know what, we can do more. And everybody should be asking themselves, what else can you do to help our state, right?
Exactly.
What can you do? And you need to do more.
Because I've already roped you into doing more because you're the treasurer and financial expert for my campaign for Congress.
That's right. Did you just say that?
I'm just going to drag you into everything. And, you know, even besides all of that, you started a new business this year or last year. Why would you start a business in 2020 with everything going on?
Right. Well, that's a good question. Because I can't sit back and just not do any. I could do more. I ran for office, right, which was very novel to me. I would never have thought of doing that. Ran for office, and I decided, you know what, I can really make a difference with mainly women, teaching them firearm safety, getting them into, you know, being active participants in, you know, pistol shooting, rifle shooting, anything like that. They've been underrepresented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, in, you know, if they know how to shoot, it's a little bit, you know, their husbands taught them. They never really had from the ground up experience. Well, as a Air Force vet, as I was a security police in the Air Force, as that, I decided, you know, I've been over the years teaching women how to shoot. I decided, you know what, I can really do what I love to do. I started firearms. It's Freedom Rings Firearms Training Academy. I decided I was going to really, really give it a go at a career, at a profession that I love, and I can see the difference in women. I can see the difference when an 87-year-old says, you know, I live by myself. You know, my husband passed, and I'm scared now. They're all of a sudden scared, which for very good reason, right? So they're scared, and they said, you know, I really need to learn how to shoot to protect myself. And my oldest client is an 87-year-old lady, bought her first 22. My youngest is 21. I start developing them the right habits, the right way, to give them the confidence to be able to say, you know what, if I'm not with my husband, you know, or with my brother or with another family member, I can actually have a chance at defending myself, right, against a threat. And
but,
it provides.
But Sandra, doesn't that follow through really with everything? That, I mean, talking from COVID to an earthquake to a power outage to a home invasion, when you are prepared for the worst, it takes that fear away.
That's right. That's right. Because you already know, and that's a great example, you know, because you already know what to expect because you've had, and I'm not saying that, you know, just because you're prepared and you are aware and you know how to properly handle a firearm, I'm not saying that that's going to automatically, you know, protect you or save your life. But I am going to tell you that it'll give you a fighting chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people need. We need a fighting chance, and women need a fighting chance to protect themselves and not be victims. And it's time. This is the time we need. We really need to work with women and get them trained, I really believe. And you're absolutely right. It's with anything, be prepared, you know. And you mentioned about January 6th. Well, it's perfect, the preparedness that we did. So we're going to D.C. I'm going to D.C. with two gals, two good friends of mine, Libby and Susan. And we have a timeshare that we have in Alexandria, Virginia, right? The same time, because we don't know what to expect, right? We really don't know. We're not there. We're there to support our president. We're there to show our patriotism and fight for what we know was an unjust election. We know this. So we are hoping, with hopefully a million or more patriots there, that it may make a difference for some of these congressmen and senators to make the right decision, right?
Exactly.
On January 6th. But as a preparedness, to kind of carry on with what you just said, was preparedness, we have a hotel room right in downtown as well. So January 6th comes, and say there's some trouble, say there's some problems, which we saw is possibility of happening. We have a place to go two blocks from where we're going to be. So and that's what I recommend for people. Be prepared if you're going January 6th. You don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, they're even saying bring food, you know, so make sure one of those suitcases is packed with protein bars and anything else that'll sustain you. So it is going to be a surprise what's going to be happening, but I believe it's going to be a good surprise. So Sandra, hang on the line because I want to talk to you a little bit more about that, but I got to take a quick break here. We'll be back with more from Sandra Linares and her trip to Washington, D.C. right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey. Stop kidding yourself. Your New Year's resolutions are a sham. You're still eating too many carbs. You still haven't made it to the gym. You haven't cut down on booze. And you haven't budgeted or saved any money. But it's all good. Because nobody likes a sober, skinny, tight wad anyways. Here's to a new year of binge eating, drinking, and overspending.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here on this brand new day of 2021. I'm already saying this year referring to last year. So it's, you know, at least we don't have to write checks anymore. Let's head back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Sandra Linares. And Sandra, you are going to Washington, D.C., flying out with some friends and going to be there for the president. Why did you feel the need to do that?
Oh, I feel helpless. I feel helpless here, you know, very, very depressed and angry, like everybody else feels, varied emotions day in, day out, right? I know I'm not the only one feeling this. I want to do more. I know we have to fight, and we're not going to fight here in Reno or in Sparks. We need to get out there, and we need to face, let them see us. They need to see us. They need to see the patriots standing for our president. They need to see that we're tired of the lies and the deceit and the corruption, and we know their game, right?
The ties to China,
See clearly. They need to know we see everything, and we're going to fight to the very last minute. That's what we have to do. And if we're here, it's kind of hard. Yeah, you can go to the Capitol and all that, but I want to be there for the president. He asked us to come, and thank God I'm able to do it with the help of a few people. And we're going to do it, and we're going to stand up. We're going to stand up for, if we don't stand up for our country, if we don't fight, we're not going to have one.
See, even the dog agrees.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
but I mean, what we have to, we can't just lay down.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's what they're expecting, because that's what so many have done for so many decades now. You know, we get wrapped up in our own lives. We get wrapped up in what the media tells us every single day. Everything's great. You know, there's nothing serious going on. But it's just it's sad that you even mentioned something about, you know, pedophilia, or you mentioned something about corruption, or, you know, anything that people don't want to talk about, and it can't be true.
Well, and that's the thing. And here's the problem. I have a family that no longer talks to me. They think I'm misinformed. I know I'm not misinformed.
Yeah.
This is elite. It's coastal elite, Maryland, California, cousins, aunts. I don't talk to them anymore. I don't spend holidays with them anymore. This is what this has done. But I'm not going to lay down, because I know we are right. The patriots are right. And I'm not going to just bow down because my family thinks I'm misinformed. I'm not misinformed. I'm thoroughly informed. They're misinformed. And if that's what it takes, you know what? There's consequences for everything, right, Monica?
Yep.
My consequence for bowing down is losing a good portion of my family.
And but you know what? You gain a greater portion of a new family.
Right. I do. And I have. Being involved in the Republican Party, running for office, it was the most amazing experience. Win, lose, draw, whatever the case, most amazing experience. I have met so many patriots, women, men, teenagers that I was able to get involved in the party one way or another. And and that, you know, that's to me more important. I know, but I'm fighting for my kids. I'm fighting for my grandchildren. And I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. That's why I'm going to D.C.
Well, you sound too young to have grandchildren, but you're also going to be one of the featured speakers tomorrow at the Capitol Complex. Starting at, you're going to be starting the speakers at about 12:30, so people can get there early, anytime between 11 and 12, and show your patriotism, because we want this state opened up. Sisolak is not going away for two more years, so we have to come and let him know that. I'll keep it to myself what I want him to know.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And so, well, we have to fight. We're going to see. You know what? We're not. This is the problem. This is no longer the Republican Party that used to be. This is Trump's party. We're fighters now. He taught us how to fight, right?
Yeah.
We're fighters. We are not the way we used to be. And we're never going to go back that way. So as soon as everybody realizes that, the rhinos and the Republican Party, I'm not going to go name names right now. But as soon as they realize that, they're going to get on board, or else we're going to get them out.
Well, and that's what I've tried to express to people, because others want to start a new American Patriot Party, or they want to start there's already a constitutional party out there. I want to see true Republicans come out and fight for the Republican Party and take it back from the corruption and from the rhinos. That's what I want to see for 2021. Sandra, and I know you're right there along with it. I got to let you go, but if I don't talk to you beforehand, please, safe travels. And to everybody who's going to Washington, D.C., God bless you. And thank you so much for standing up for those who can't be there. So Sandra Linares, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year again, and to you and your staff and everybody else. So,
what was the name of that new business?
Freedom Rings Firearms Training Academy, and I teach everything. It's NRA. I'm NRA certified. I teach everything from basic pistol to rifle to range safety officer to personal protection in the home and personal protection out of the home.
All right. Perfect. Sandra Linares, thank you so much for joining me today. And we'll be back with the poll question, more of your comments from online. And Barry's on the line, so he's going to have to hang on until we finish up with Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this first day of 2021. Yes, we made it, but did we really make it? Just seems like another day. Nothing really happened last night. I was in the middle of a YouTube video and didn't even realize when I finally looked at the clock, it was 12:18. Just kind of one of those moments. Let's talk about money for a moment and buyer's remorse, because this is a big one. People think that Biden is going to be the president, which is a huge joke, because he would never be president anyway, even if he did go into office. Obama would be serving his third term. Why do you think all of the people that he has chosen for cabinet members, for high positions, are all ex-Obama? None of the new squad. They didn't get anything. Bernie didn't get anything, really. Because this is Obama's third term. And I know there are a lot of people out there with buyer's remorse, because Biden has admitted now He has admitted, and you're going to love this, he will not be doing anything to relieve students of loan forgiveness. That's right. He turned his back against those banking on student loan forgiveness. I'd be unlikely to do that, he said, when talking about, you know, when is it going to happen? So he just showed all of those millennials and Gen Zers out there who pushed for Joe Biden. I'm not going to say pushed him over the top, because they didn't push him over the top, because he didn't win, actually, which I'll go over in just a minute. But I've got a gentleman hanging on the line. He's an author. His name is Barry from Carson City. Hi, Barry. Thanks for calling into the program.
How you doing?
I'm not doing...
An author.
Oh, you're not an author. I thought you were an author.
No, I just wanted to pass out a couple of things your way. I have a couple of friends that were absolute Trump haters. And what turned them around is a book by the ex-defense minister of Canada. His name is Paul Hillier.
Oh, Paul. Yes, I love Paul Hillier.
His book is, I have had the opportunity to listen to him two different occasions for an hour. His book is called The Money Mafia, and he lays out exactly how the money people control the media.
The five different companies out there?
Well, it's a little
bit... The corporations or the people like Soros buying their influence?
These people have a meeting every year. I have a friend that used to live over by Santa Rosa, and they would put up this big tent between Santa Rosa and the ocean. In the last couple summers, these people meet in Sun Valley, Idaho. And so all of these, whether it's the Rockefellers or whatever Paul Hillier labels as the money mafia, he names the people, the families.
Yeah, the Bushes, the... I'm surprised. I did not know this, Barry, but I just found out last night that, you know, we've heard about the shenanigans going on with Georgia, and the sister of the Stacey Abrams, who's causing problems with the election. But I just found out last night that Stacey Abrams actually went to the Bilderbergs event, which blew me away. I didn't think she was of that status. But I guess when you have the capability of throwing an election, I guess your status increases.
Oh, yeah. You know, they'll buy out anybody. I forget the name of that lady. There was a lady on Fox News that was doing a really good job at bashing the Clintons over different things. So NBC hires her and gave her something like $86 million to leave Fox, and gave her own TV show for about 6 months, and then canned her. And then she came out and apologized for leaving Fox. They'll buy out anybody. Anyway, Paul Hillier's book is called The Money Mafia.
The Money Mafia. Okay, I'm going to look that up and get that ordered. So I appreciate that. Oh, go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, a friend of mine just absolutely hated Trump. I said, listen, the guy that comes out and tells you that the news is fake news, you better listen to him. So he wouldn't listen. He read that book, and now he's like, well, whoa. You mean all this news I'm watching is baloney?
Yeah. They're just putting their own spin on it. Things are happening, just not quite the way they say it's happening. So, Barry, thank you so much. Go ahead.
One last comment, if I may.
Go ahead.
In the book, Paul Hillier explains how the government's been involved with aliens. That's a little far out. And 2 weeks ago, some big shot with the Israeli military said the Israeli military and our military have been involved with aliens forever.
Yeah,
so
like
what a world we live in.
Yeah, it's amazing how all these conspiracy theories start to come true in the end, wouldn't you say?
Oh, read the book, The Money Mafia. He's very scientific and very specific The book is Money Mafia by Paul Hellyer. It will explain to people how when you turn on the news, it's just a propaganda show.
I love it. Thank you, Barry. I appreciate your time and that information. I'm going to get that book ordered. All right, let's move on to Barbara. Barbara's on the line with us right now from Carson City and wants to talk about the internet. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for calling the program.
Yeah, hi, Monica. I just checked with a friend of mine as well, and our internet is completely crashed down. I tried to get on BitChute. I tried to get on Parler. I tried to get on YouTube and Facebook, and it is gone. And the local TV, I can't get that either.
Huh. What area do you live in?
Gardnerville.
In Gardnerville? Okay. I just got into, I'm in my system. So I wonder.
Good. I just wanted to check that because I thought maybe it's happening already, you know?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's the ultimate censorship that people have been talking about. So, yeah, no, it's not happening.
I'm glad yours is up. Okay, good.
Yes, it's not happening right now. That's probably just an isolated incident. So, Barbara, thank you so much for calling and giving me the heads up on that. Something that
okay,
I want.
I did tell a friend in Paradise, Nevada, and hers is down too. So it's not just Gardnerville.
Maybe it's just a test.
It could be a
testing of the system. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you for answering my call.
Thanks, Barbara. Appreciate you calling in. So if anybody else is having issues, let us know. So we'll try and figure this out if it's an isolated incident or, you know, maybe just a fluke of two different areas at the same time, because I know I still have mine up and running for now. Knock on wood, we'll say it that way. Do you know what a MOAB is? MOAB. It's an acronym, one of my favorites. It's Mother of All Bombs. We heard that term a lot when Al-Qaeda was taking over everything. Supposedly. Well, the mother of all bombs was delivered 2 days ago in Georgia, and the media is not really interested in covering it. I mentioned it yesterday briefly, but I will mention it again today because if your internet is still up, you need to check this out. And just listen to the Senate hearing, and you can just you can quack his name. Go on to DuckDuckGo. Jovan Pulitzer. Jovan Pulitzer. Pulitzer. This man is probably one of the smartest men, actually smart, not people who are giving their talking points, you know, that seem like they know what they're talking about. This isn't actually a brilliant man. Listen to his breakdown of what happened in the Georgia election. And their election is going on right now. Remember, they have the special election going on. Between for to get the Senate seats, Loeffler and the other guy. I try not to pay too much attention to those people because it does it really matter? They're using the same system, so it's still going to be rigged. Stacey Abrams is still in charge of getting fraudulent, you know, election people involved. She said she got so many Her team, her group got so many, you know, people to vote by mail in this special election. Mm-hmm. If you're using Dominion, if you're using the same system, it's corrupted. And what I love about this Senate hearing, this man invented the barcode, basically, that every major corporation uses. So you take your phone and you scan that little square code. He invented that. He owns the patent on all of that. He's brilliant. And I love it and I hate to use this term, but I love it because he dumbs it down for the Senate hearing to explain what went on with the theft. And the videos now that are coming out of the poll workers who stayed behind during that massive pipe break, you know, the toilet that was leaking, just pinpointed video now of these people feeding in the same paper ballots. You feed a bunch through, you take them out, you restack them, you put them through again. But while he's giving his presentation to the Senate, remember I said the special election is going on. While he was giving his presentation off-site, his team actually logged in to the Georgia voting system. Remember that system that is not supposed to be connected to the internet? They gave some BS excuse that, oh, it's not connected to the internet. It was one of those wireless thermostats or something that, you know, somebody was able to get in. He just proved them liars. His team was able to get in through just a regular internet connection and get in to the voting system. That voting system that is not supposed to be internet accessible. The mother of all bombs was dropped for election fraud on Wednesday, and very few people are talking about it. He has proved, in my opinion, and a lot of experts' opinions, that there was blatant fraud in this election, in the swing states. Where's the media on this? The ones who keep telling you there's no election fraud. 2 days ago, it was without a shadow of a doubt proved that hundreds of thousands of votes were fraudulently cast for Joe Biden. If you still have people saying, oh, well, this is just Trump playing his games. No, it's not. The game was what the left, the corrupt politicians, tried to pull over on us. And thank goodness for Josh Hawley. Senator Josh Hawley, because now a senator has finally come forward and said, you know what? I'm going to contest these electors. I'm going to call for a vote. After the Senate majority leader warned people not to do it. He stood up. He was the first one in the Senate. Now others are starting to come forward. Do I trust the others that are starting to come forward? Hell no. Should have had the cojones to be the first one signing on. These are just hangers-on that they see the writing on the wall. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You've seen The Force Awakens. You're back at work. Your resolution to lose weight already ended at the Sizzler Pudding Bar. Face it, this year's gonna suck as much as your previous 42. Fortunately, there's something to numb the pain. Introducing alcohol. Available in bars, stores, and jugs in redneck backyards, alcohol is guaranteed to relieve your suffering.
Thanks to alcohol, I went from wallowing in self-pity to, I don't remember.
Best of all, you don't need a prescription to enjoy alcohol, just a valid ID and a wig if you don't want to be recognized as a troubled NFL quarterback.
I hated my coworkers, and then I came to the office after using alcohol and Let's just say I'll never have to see them again.
Talk to your doctor about alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, don't. Side effects include dizziness, talking to lampposts, bickering, promiscuity, overestimating your own and others' attractiveness, weight gain, singing Sweet Caroline at the top of your lungs, liver sensitivity, and lower back tattoos.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
Oh, I love you. It's been a great show today. Thank you so much for joining me on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just another shot at hypocrisy here on Twitter. A Chicago teachers union leader rallied teachers to refuse to go back to the classroom to stay safe. And on Instagram, the same day, she posted pictures of her poolside vacation from Puerto Rico. So how do you think she got there? Flying on a plane, being with other people. Yeah. The hypocrisy is running rampant already in 2021. Love you. Have a great day. Remember, you might hear some interruptions. We're just working on everything to make us sound even better. Have a great day. Mwah. God bless. It's the Monica Jay Show.